ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The swimming world has been up in arms since news emerged at the weekend that 23 Chinese swimmers had tested positive for a banned drug before the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. The World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA as it's known, has defended its decision to let the swimmers compete. But how does their case compare with previous games where athletes have been found to have had banned substances in their system? Tim Fuller is a sports lawyer who represented Australian swimmer Shayna Jack after she tested positive for a banned substance in 2019, and he's joining us now. Tim, welcome.
Morning, PK.
What is the standard procedure if an athlete tests positive for a banned substance?
The first thing that happens is that athlete is immediately stood down, like they're notified by the authorities. And then really what kicks off then is a long process where that athlete has to, the onus is on them to establish that that anti-doping rule violation was unintentional. So that's really how it happens with most athletes.
Do you believe that procedure was followed in this case?
No, I mean, I think it's really concerning. A couple of aspects about this case. I mean, the first one is the fact that it appears that the Chinese athletes were not provisionally suspended. So right from the get-go, they weren't, you know, required to stop training, to remove themselves from, for example, from the team. You know, all of these things that every other individual athlete goes through. And it appears that they just continued training in the lead up to the Tokyo Olympics. So that is unprecedented. It's a breach of the rules, so a very unusual situation.
And how has WADA explained why this anomaly, if we want to call it that?
Well, the thing that WADA has, and also World Aquatics for that matter, they have the right to appeal a decision made by a national body. So the Chinese Anti-Doping Authority made this decision to say that all of those athletes, all 23, had committed no fault. So it was a no-fault finding. Now, that's very, very unusual. Even with no-fault findings, athletes normally get a sanction of like 6 to 9 months. And even that's like a reasonable period of time. But in this case, all 23 were found to be at no fault. With such, you know, a finding, you would think that WADA would take their time and World Aquatics and consider their options of appeal, which they have up to about 45 days to do so. But really what they've done is they've just waved this through. They've accepted everything that CHINADA, the Chinese Anti-Doping Authority, has provided to them. And they've accepted it and they have decided not to appeal. So therefore, the decision is valid.
What sort of questions do you think we should be asking about the process WADA undertook to verify the claims the banned substance was the result of contamination?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think there needs to be further examination of the science. It always starts with the science. So laboratory documentation packages, concentration levels of the athlete, an examination of the actual kitchen and the areas that were apparently contaminated. All of those things, you know, should have taken place. Now we understand that it was a COVID period and they didn't have access to that, but that is why this decision is even more puzzling, the fact that they've basically allowed it when they didn't have the ability to go in and examine. So, yeah, there's more questions than answers with this one.
Yeah, there certainly is. How does it compare to the treatment your client, Shayna Jack, received?
Well, I mean, it couldn't be more different, because with Shayna, I mean, like, after, you know, being charged, so she sets down that road to basically clear her name. So she goes to a hearing, an independent hearing at the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and CAS ruled that it was an unintentional anti-doping rule violation, and then WADA decided to appeal that finding, and she's again successful, you know, on appeal. So she actually goes to a independent court, and it's cleared, and then it's cleared again. On this occasion, WADA have just simply accepted the findings of the body, as in the national body, which is the Chinese Anti-Doping Authority. So that's, you know, it could not be more contrasting between the two.
China could be stripped of an Olympic gold medal as a result of this. In your opinion, should we now challenge the validity of those medals?
Well, I think we need to get further information and look I saw where Swimming Australia are considering their options and so forth. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of powers to really, for example, you know, challenge this decision, but there is a country that does, and there is a body that also has incredible coercive powers, and that's the United States and the FBI. So they have specific legislation that allows them to investigate perceived crimes involving any US athlete in any event within the world. And obviously Tokyo, there were American athletes competing. So I think what's going to happen, and they've been very vocal in relation to this matter. So I think what we're going to find is that there'll be a very, very stringent investigation into this. And we may find out later, you know, more that's going to come out of this whole situation.
Many of these athletes are expected to be competing at the Paris Olympics, which is just in July. It's very close. Should they be allowed to compete?
That's a tricky one because, you know, it's hard to determine at this stage whether it's systemic doping from a state, you know, sanctioned body, like what was the case with Russia. But look, if that was to be discovered, obviously that's the type of sanction that could be applied. I think, though, you know, even at this stage, at this early stage, it really does, you know, potentially taint, you know, these Olympics. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of confidence in a body like WADA leading into the Olympics. So it's very unfortunate, I think, but the game's around the corner.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks, PK.
Tim Fuller is a sports lawyer who represented Australian swimmer Shayna Jack.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.